live on your radio. It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Computer, activate the emergency command.
Computer, activate EMH.
Activate the photonic cannon.
You will activate the fire suppression system.
Just activate it and synchronize.
This is the time to show them everything.
Everything all right?
Yep, everything's fine.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, February 4th. Hey, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
Can't find a pen, but I'm doing good. You know,
my pen.
Where is my pen?
I'll be all right, though. I'll find one eventually.
Will you recover? Will you make it?
He's gonna. I saw one of his hair, one of the hairs on your head just moved over because it's getting out of sorts. Nope, you're good now.
It becomes kind of a crutch for me. Like it helps me keep focused to have something like a pen in my hand or something like that.
You need one of those fidget spinners, dude.
I have one of those, but I've been told those are annoying because I constantly
they're for kids.
They do
too.
Make noise.
I
know.
I get yelled at for being annoying.
That'll happen. When I was an anchor, I once got an email telling me I should really hold a pen all the time because it makes you look authoritative.
Oh wow.
People have opinions on everything.
Yeah, they do.
So hold a pen. It'll make you look authoritative.
There you go. You have thoughts you might write down.
Exactly.
It feels better.
Fooled everyone.
Like you couldn't need to change things at any moment.
Yeah. So, as you might expect, the Super Bowl is like Christmas for me. Like, I love Super Bowl every year. Grilling food, hanging out with family and friends. Like, I prepare the house and get everything ready, you know. This is the one time I actually clean the house.
Wow.
Like, it's a big deal. And I made 68 total wings, a rack of ribs. We had mac and cheese, all sorts of stuff, which sounds awesome. Except my dad was in town, and at lunch, he goes, hey, let's run over to Applebee's and have lunch. Your son loves that place. You know, my wife and my in-laws and some other people were all out shopping. So I was like, sure, let's go. I get there. For $14, you can have all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp.
Wow.
I mean, I definitely hit that goal of all-you-can-eat.
Right.
And then I was too full to eat any of my food I cooked.
Yeah.
Later in the day. I was like, everybody's like, you're not going to eat these. These are great ribs. I'm sure they are. Just eat them.
I'm going to save them for maybe tomorrow.
Enjoy.
Is that like going out to a giant lunch before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I thought that actually on my way home and I was miserable. And then I sat on the couch and I slept for 2 hours because I was so full.
It's a lot of food.
You could switch between, they have ribs, shrimp, and chicken tenders.
Lord.
Oh my God.
$14? How are you expected to do anything after
$14?
Eating that?
Yeah, and $2 hurricanes. What?
Oh, God.
Blow my mind. I was so excited.
That is like a 2 to 2.5 hour nap.
Oh, it was a power nap.
Amount of food.
But it was awesome. When did that start? Because I was like, holy cow.
I have no idea.
Oh, and I glazed right. Like, just because usually when I see like whatever the deals on the front are, I just pass them up. I'm like, whatever. I know I want a burger. I'm going that direction.
Right.
And then my dad's like, did you see what's on the front of this thing? And I looked and I was like, all right. Challenge accepted.
Oh, no. And
those sneaky little turds, they give you also bottomless fries because they're hoping you'll eat the fries and it'll fill you up.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No. I didn't. As much as I love fries, I stayed away from them.
You weren't pulled into that trap.
No. Nope. I kept sliding plates of fries over. They were like, I was like, yeah, I'm good on these. I just need more of that meat. Get it over here. Let's go. Get this food over here.
Well, whatever you did for the Super Bowl, we'll have some thoughts about it and the other things around it coming up a little bit later on in the show. We had the big onesie crawl. We'll tell you a little bit about that coming up as well. And just a full day of things for you for a Monday, including a Make It Right Monday at 7:20.
Don't miss this. That's what happens next. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
And it's another full week of winning concert tickets. Cash and concert, $1,000 or concert tickets. Carrie Underwood tickets on the line, $1,000 coming up in minutes.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
This seems like something Florida would do, but then an Englishman went, hey, hold my pint.
I can be dumb, too. You don't have to be from Florida to be dumb.
Ooh. Leslie McDonough, 53, was visiting a fast food chain in Manchester, England. That fast food chain is McDonald's around 10:30 on a Friday.
Ooh, 10:30 p.m. or a.m.?
P.m.
See, I was hoping he was getting breakfast, because McDonald's breakfast, man. That's a spot right
there.
It's
one of the ones in town.
Well, if it was 10:30 a.m., isn't that right when they stop serving it?
They serve it most of the day.
There's certain items that are on the breakfast menu. Like you can get the bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffin for all day.
Because that might have been what he was mad about, but it was 10:30 p.m., so it's not.
P.m.
Okay.
He claims he received the wrong meal that he could not eat because of a severe allergy to onions.
Oh, no.
And according to the Metro Police, he'd been drinking prior to his visit to McDonald's.
Okay.
Threatened to fight the manager before 911 was called to report to deal with the mixed up meal.
Okay, so did it instantly go from he opens up his burger and there's onions on it?
He called 911. He's the one who, not 911, was called. The man who received the onions called 911.
A burger onion. Wow. Yes.
Called 911. So he, like, it wasn't like he walked up and was like, hey, dude, I need another burger because this one's covered in onions, and then they told him no and all that. It was, he got this thing and just flew off the handle instantly.
Right. He went from zero to, I'm going to fight the manager. I'm calling 911. Oh, you are trying to kill me.
Nice.
When police arrived to talk to him and discuss things, he then fell to the floor and grabbed an officer's leg as they attempted to get him to his feet.
Wow.
He then spit in the officer's face as he was being escorted out of the premises.
No, that's a bad move.
His excuse is that I had a couple of lagers before I came here.
Yeah, a couple 20.
Through his attorney.
Yeah.
He admitted to that he should not probably have called the police, but defended his food allergies, saying he specifically asked for something not to be in the food, and there it was.
That's funny. So, and instead of just taking it back, he went to the extreme.
Yeah.
Right.
Man.
Right.
He's got arrested and charged with assault with an officer, being drunk and disorderly. He's got a $248 fine and sentenced to 12 months community order plus 120 hours of unpaid work.
Wow, this guy parties hard.
Is that what we get from this?
Yeah, I guess.
Parties hard. Okay. So don't do that if you're going to
McDonald's. Don't just ask for another one.
Yeah.
Not rocket science.
Nope.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Like, I had that happen to something that Serena ordered, and they ended up just giving me the burger that had the onions on it and made a new one for her.
There you go.
You get something out of it instead of creating a fight. Coming up, the Nitty Gritty from Music City.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Justin Moore revealed over the weekend he was injured by a horse during a recent photo shoot. He posted a photo of just a nasty, bruised, swollen ankle. Captioned, quote, anything for art. First time in my career I've been stepped on by a horse during an album photo shoot. Hopefully we got the shot, though. He also teased new album Late Nights and Long Necks coming soon. He announced his tour back in November. Mm-hmm. So now there is new Justin Moore music coming, and he is suffering for his art because, it is ugly.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of new albums, George Strait has announced his 30th studio album called Honky Tonk Time Machine. The King wrote 8 of the album's 13 songs, including Codigo, which has also already been released, and also covers Johnny Paycheck's Old Violin. His co-written duet with Willie Nelson, Sing One with Willie, also made the cut. George also released a new single, another one he co-wrote, on Friday. This one's called God and Country Music, and here's a taste of that.
It's a dance between the sin and the salvation. Come hell or high water, there's two things still worth saving. God and country music.
You will also get a little God sample, a special appearance on that one from his 6-year-old grandson, Harvey. I love the idea of a 6-year-old named Harvey.
Of course you do.
You can see the video right now on our website. That's KZKX.com. And the new album, Honky Tonk Time Machine, is due out on March 29th. Well, you may have watched this after the Super Bowl last night, and maybe I was the only one who missed that Faith Hill was judging a reality show. Because what the world really needs is another TV talent show.
CBS doesn't have one, so they need it.
There you go. We could use 3 or 4 more of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The World's Best is from Mark Burnett, the guy behind The Bachelor and a lot of the other well-known reality shows.
Survivor.
And it's billed as, quote, a first-of-its-kind global talent competition that features acts from every imaginable genre and corner of the planet. So people who audition have to impress 3 American judges and then face, quote, the wall of the world, which is 50 accomplished experts from every field of entertainment from all over the world. In the end, one act dominates and is crowned the world's best. So Faith Hill is judging, along with Drew Barrymore and RuPaul, and I can't think of any better judges of global talent. And then James Corden will be hosting that. So
like a weird Mad Lib you just said.
Right? Right. So we've got Drew Barrymore, RuPaul, and Faith Hill. What should we do with that? We'll see. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kicks 96.9.
The downtown was full of fuzzy people. That's one good thing. There's more coming up as well.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
I don't know why I think.
Whoa, what's playing now? Is Weird Science underneath there right now?
No, that's a.
What was
I want to kick the previous song and whatever we just played, let's do it.
Did we just get a little sample of Weird Science under there?
It's hashtag Monday.
Anyway, let's get to some good things.
Please, thank you.
And I have some Nebraska awesome today.
Right.
My good thing today, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right, George Kuch, I think. He is a freshman, redshirt freshman at the University of Nebraska, and he is a distance runner. And holy cow, did this kid have a weekend. He's already been making news in the fall. He finished third at the Big Ten Conference Cross Country Meet. He had the best finish by a Nebraska runner in more than 20 years at that. So he was already definitely on the map. And then this weekend, he became the first runner in Nebraska history to run under a four-minute mile on the standard 200-meter track.
Impressive.
That's fast. Holy cow. But and no runner in Nebraska history has ever done it. And he just did it as a freshman.
That's awesome.
So he has 4 years to do some big things. So I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from him.
Almost definitely.
Did you see the video of it?
No, I didn't watch the video.
I wonder if he was able to get there because he had a kid right on his butt. Like he crosses and he had to reach out to beat the
right.
guy. So there was two of them in that race that were flying around that track, and it was amazing.
No, it's crazy how fast people are. It's I lost it. There's like 10 other people that have done it in college athletics this year,
mm-hmm.
and nobody had done it before a few years ago.
It's one of those
That's
weird
crazy.
Deals where as soon as someone does it once, all of a sudden people are like, oh, the human body can do that, and then they do it. It's yep. just a strange thing.
So at the same meet this weekend, a kid from Indian Hills Community College not only broke the Devaney Center record for the 200 meters, but it was the fastest indoor 200 meters run anywhere in 2019 in the world.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
We have a fast track.
I guess so. Nice.
When our guys run the 40 for the NFL Combine, and then they show up to our track, they're like 3/10 of a second faster. It's a
wow.
fast track.
Nice.
All right, so real quick, I'll do mine because we're way into this. Yeah. Mine is also Nebraska awesome, and it's over the weekend with Rex Burkhead being in the Super Bowl. ESPN had two different things on Team Jack. They had one leading into the Super Bowl as well on CBS about Team Jack. Like, there was so much information about Team Jack and specifically their fight to research pediatric brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Way to go, guys.
My good thing also in Nebraska awesome, we had over 230 people in fuzzy costumes.
Nice.
And one doing the onesie crawl presented by iSleep. So that's a lot of money that we raised for Operation Warm
awesome.
Coats for Kids. And it was just a lot of fun. Again, thank you to Longwell's, Gate 25, McKinney's, and JJ Hooligans. Thanks to iSleep as well for making this happen. And everybody that came out. And it just keeps getting bigger. So this is an event that you can just plan at it happening next year around this time. And we'll make sure you get yourself in. That way you can get your tickets. You can join us for the fun and be ridiculous with us for a great cause.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You can almost say that paint drying would have been better in this year's Super Bowl. We'll get into it coming up.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Well, the game happened. And the halftime happened. And commercials happened. It really wasn't that exciting this year.
No.
For the Super Bowl.
This was like, if you're an insider, you love the chess match
that.
Of football. You'd love this game.
Because of all
the That's defense. Not 90% of the people who watch the Super Bowl.
No.
So it was a dud.
People with their Super Bowl parties are looking for, majority of people are looking for the commercials to be exciting.
Sure.
The halftime to be entertaining. The halftime was kind of...
The halftime sucked. Just say it out loud. It was terrible.
I felt like it was okay. It's fine.
It was... What did you...
Which one? Said? Can you think of one that was worse than this one?
I don't know.
Like, there's been a lot of Super Bowl halftimes, and this was a bad one. Bad, bad, bad. I felt bad for him because either he couldn't hear himself or something.
Something was
but,
off.
Like, it sounded really bad. Like, he sounded really bad.
And then he decided to save it by taking his shirt off and showing off his California
tattoo. He was slowly throughout the performance losing a piece of wardrobe at a time. It was like, all of a sudden, you're like, wait, what is he wearing now?
It was pointed out that the Super Bowl's policy on nipples seems to be inconsistent.
Oh, man. It's a good time for that argument, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Janet Jackson back up there doing whatever she needs to do.
I agree. I think they should.
Even at 60, she's hot.
Bring back her and Justin Timberlake, and it would be very interesting to see people's reaction to
I was that. Super into a puzzle last night.
Nice.
No, there were even like people at my house watching the Super Bowl. I couldn't do it.
The commercials, I thought, kind of were a dud this year, too.
Yeah.
They tried to be funny, and they weren't all that funny.
They were a little rough.
I have read some analysis that they played it very safe. Nobody wanted any controversy, and as a result, they were just fine.
The Hyundai one cracked me up. Where they were, vegans got all mad because they were talking about like the beet loaf and all that stuff.
Oh,
that
just because PETA said something. I don't think you can say vegans got mad.
I don't know. I read three articles that all said vegans got mad. It's on the internet. It's 2019. It means it's true. So I'm in on that.
Voted on by USA Today, the favorite commercial was the Bud Light Game of Thrones.
Sun's out. Got my lucky loincloth, cold Bud Light, comfy throne. I don't have the plague anymore.
Look, it's the Bud Knight.
And the Bud Knight gets taken out by...
The Mountain. It's the Mountain.
The Mountain is the name of that...
That character. If you don't watch Game of Thrones, you wouldn't have got it. There's a reason why it got voted so popular, because Game of Thrones is super popular.
Super popular.
But it was awesome. The dragon swoops in and just lights everybody up. And then it led to memes of, can we just have that dragon come back and finish off the Super Bowl while we're at it? So it was, it was pretty bad. Tom Brady, though, by the way, the most championships for an individual player in football.
Six.
And it's amazing. Like, what he's done is amazing. Michael Jordan was amazing in the 90s with the Bulls. What Tom Brady's done is way more amazing than that.
It seems to me like the Patriots won so much that now they're the underdogs. Because now it's cool to hate them, so nobody wants them to win. So now they, like, everybody handed them an underdog mentality almost.
Because if everybody
the whole, hates
it's the world against us.
Right.
Even though you're, like, the winningest team of the last.
Yeah, yeah. They just don't like being hated, I guess. I don't know. I'll blame them on
Does anybody?
Yeah. Some people thrive on that. Ask Bo Pelini. He'll tell you.
That's probably true.
Next, with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
There was a bit of controversy at the Super Bowl, mostly because it scared the crap out of your kids.
Which is ironic, because it was a kid's item that it was.
We will go back to the 80s and what went down coming up next.
Dollars and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, we just had party this last hour. Your next word. If you're playing along at home or at work or in your car, crowd.
C-R-O-W-D, crowd.
We'll put that word on our website at kzkx.com for your chance at $1,000 or Carrie Underwood tickets. And one other thing from the Super Bowl that we want to get into a conversation with you guys about is there's a bunch of parents that are very upset with two commercials that aired during the game. One of which is the movie Us, which Jordan Peele, who created the movie Get Out, which was as scary as all
get out.
It
looks so good.
It looks very good, scary. But it's definitely an adult-type movie. And so the promo that they had was scaring a lot of people. The other one was this one.
Based on the iconic book series.
Oh, my God.
Scary stories. This film is not yet rated.
Yeah, so scary stories.
It's a spider coming out of her face.
Sort of. Like, you could see just a little leggy. There's it's a girl looking in the mirror at school, and there's a big lump on her cheek, and she starts to press on it, and a little leggy comes out. Ugh.
Yeah. Which is one of the most famous stories from that kids series.
Yeah, it was a children's book series.
It wasn't when I was in elementary school. It was always in the school library.
Yes, you could go. I checked all of them out.
Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
the
artwork was so creepy. If you don't remember, Google it when you get to work or whatever. Google that series and its artwork. It was like nightmare fuel. Somehow, though, back in the 80s, we were all like, no, this is good for kids.
Right.
I know.
This would be perfectly fine for children.
We were talking about, I specifically remember the one where there was a woman who had a ribbon tied around her neck and she gets married.
Yeah.
And she says to her husband, the one thing, I have one rule in life, and that is you can never take the ribbon off my neck. And he can't handle it, And she's sleeping one night and he decides to just take the ribbon off and her head falls off.
Yeah.
Wow.
These stories. These are crazy. They're crazy scary.
And so just for fun, because, well, the things back in the 80s. that we were able to get away with it. We don't exactly fly today is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So 466-9696, or you can let us know on Facebook and Twitter. And you can see that video, too, which is, don't watch it in front of kids, but it's a little bit spooky.
Or people who don't like spiders. Yeah, I've seen some people that are anti-spider be like, oh, no.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. We're looking for things from the 80s that were okay then, but don't exactly fly today. We'll get your calls, and hey, we'll give you a chance to go out and have, I believe, the Wine and Dine event at Russ's Market.
Ooh.
For the adults. So 466-9696. Things in the 80s that were okay then, but don't fly today. Justin Moore, and you might need a drink when dealing with the scary stuff or the weird stuff that comes from the 80s. That's what a lot of parents are dealing with right now.
Well, yeah, because there's this movie coming out that was advertised during the Super Bowl of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which when I literally was in my elementary school
library. It was a children's book series.
Yes, but the stories were horrifying. And so we're talking about things that flew in the 80s, but not now. Like, I so remember sitting on my dad's lap and steering the car.
Oh, yeah.
On many occasions, usually in parking lots, but not always. Sometimes just like neighborhood streets. But the racetrack, the LA racetrack, was not far from our house, and it had a huge parking lot. And so when it wasn't racing season, from the time I was like five, we'd go to the racetrack parking lot, and my dad would let me steer the car.
That's funny. for me, it was kids watching kids. I don't know how many times me at like 12 were watching people way younger than me. Like,
well, just because, old enough to babysit.
Like, well, I mean, even younger than that, we're just like, we go over to somebody's house, neighborhood house, and it's like, okay, Jamie, you're going to stay here and watch everybody.
Yeah.
Like a group of like eight kids.
And all the parents are going out.
Don't let them in the kitchen because that's where the knives are. And so they put up a gate.
Yeah.
And I would just kind of corral kids and watch cartoons and play. And that was okay in the 80s compared to now.
There was a gate.
To keep them from the knives.
Yeah.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter will give you a chance to join us at the Russ's Wine and Food Experience at the Embassy Suites coming up on Friday, February 22nd. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Things that happened in the 80s that would not fly today. We'll get more of your calls and messages after Old Dominion. It was down some street
we couldn't even pronounce. It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Based on the iconic book series. Scary Stories. This film is not yet rated.
That is just freaky as all get out.
It literally gets you every time you watch it. Just you guys can't see him, but he's like super into it and freaks out every time he's played that.
Because it's
three times. Spider crawls out of her face.
Right when you think
the leg
you got
pops
it, like,
out.
When the twitch is going to happen, it doesn't. It happens a little later and it just catches you.
Oh, that was one of the scariest ones.
So people are saying the trailer is so scary and are upset that kids saw it during the Super Bowl, but it was based on kids' books. Yes.
It says children's book series.
It was in all the elementary school libraries. Yes, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. You probably remember it in your elementary school library.
I 100% promise anybody between like 30 and 38 probably, this was something that you read. More than likely.
Everybody had them.
Yeah.
The things that happened in the 80s or the 90s that would not fly today.
I like this one. Okay. Buying cigarettes and alcohol for your parents. And there's a picture of a note. It says, please sell Lenny one pack of Marlboro 100s. Call me if you have any questions.
Oh,
Mom.
Yeah.
And there's a phone number.
I did that for my dad.
Yeah, I remember being sent. Yep. And they would send me with a signed blank check.
Yeah.
And tell me to write in how much it cost.
Write out the amount. Yep.
Yes.
No ID needed. Things that would not fly today. Good morning.
Yeah. Riding in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Yes.
The 70s and the 80s, as 70s, I was a little kid, we had a set of Volkswagen seats in the back of a 61 Ford pickup, went from Murdoch, Nebraska, all the way out to Harlan County the back of the truck.
And those seats were not meant to be in that truck, but that was
comfort
for you guys to ride in.
Exactly.
That's illegal.
And you always knew whose parents would let you do it, too.
Hi, Kix.
Well, in my case, it was actually even the 90s, but I rode in my babysitter's car and no seatbelt. I just remember her saying, hold on to the door handle.
Yeah. Try not to open the door by doing that.
Yep.
One for me that was brought up to me, basically baby beer drinking. Because I remember having my first beer at, I don't know, at like 2, and it was a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and my dad, just go ahead and have a taste of it. It's fine. And the neighbors were like, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's not a big deal.
Yes, I remember parents regularly doing that. It was entertaining for them to give bait, like a sips of the beer to the toddlers.
Yeah.
Just to see what kind of reaction they'd get.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kix.
Well,
there we go. Hi, Kix.
You stop it.
Yeah. It's, you know, when you had, I had kids that were younger, and they're 7, 8, 9 years old. They would go out and run around on their own. Can't do that today.
Yeah. Just hop on your bike and go all over the neighborhood by yourself.
Be back by dark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be back by dark. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that was brought up, left in the car. I'm going to go inside and do some shopping. So-and-so is sleeping in the car. Just keep track of your brother or sister, and I'll be back.
We used to just sit in the car. Like, mom would go into the mall, and me and the kids... Me and my two younger brothers would just sit in the car for like an hour listening to music.
I have told you this before. I had a special game for it. I'm 7 years younger, or 7 years older than my brother. So by the time he was like, you know, 18 months, 2 years old, where they're just starting to talk and will repeat anything you say. So I was like 9. My best friend and I would teach, my mom would go into Walgreens or whatever, and we would try to teach him a bad word and then ask him enough questions that he would forget it by the time my mom came back out of the store. So we would teach him like F-bombs and horrible stuff. But then you'd be like, what color is that? Can you count to 3? How many fingers do you have? And ask him all these other questions and then be like, so what was that word?
And just to make sure he fell out of his head.
And the challenge was to make him forget it before mom came back out of the store.
Did that ever not work?
I don't think we ever got caught.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I feel like I'd remember it if we did.
Did you guys ever collect the Garbage Pail Kids stickers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, one of them was named Slane Wayne, and he was smoking a cigarette and had he was wearing a mat, his eyes were covered up. Because they were executing him.
What?
Like, that was one of them. That was card number 82.
I remember Gremlins and Critters, those two movies that came out, were billed to kids. Because I remember seeing them as a kid. And both those movies are scary.
Gremlins,
they
like brutally murder people in
that. Yeah, they do. And Critters are even worse. Critters is even worse. It's like a B version of that.
There's one called Peeled Paul where he is literally like taking off a shirt like you would where you grab your shirt and pull it.
But it's his skin. Oh my God.
And like hanging in the closet behind him is like 10 other ones of his skin.
Wow.
Like what? Oh no, there's a Pillsbury and it's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
They're poking him in the stomach and he's pooping out the little Hostess cupcakes.
Oh, golly.
Oh,
wow. Oh, the things that we would get away with in the day.
I remember some of these.
You can let us know about yours on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll give you a chance to join us for the Russ's Wine and Food Experience to benefit the Lincoln Community Playhouse right here in the small print. At the NBC Suites coming up on February 22nd.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Lauren needs to make it right by her friend Jeremy.
Not me.
Not you. A different Lauren. There are more than just one Lauren in the world. And this Lauren needs our help with Make It Right Monday. That's coming up.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
You messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
It's where we step in and help you make it right by somebody you've wronged. And again, if you need our assistance with this, we are more than willing to help you by just direct messaging us with the title Make It Right into Facebook or Twitter at KX969. And we will jump to action to try to fix it for you. Lauren needs our help with a Make It Right Monday.
Not me.
No, not you. Different Lauren. There are more than just you in the world that are Lauren. And so she would like to have us help make it right by her husband, Jeremy. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Okay, so lay out the situation for us. Why do you need to make it right with your husband?
Well, the thing is, over the last month, we've been pranking each other, and it has to do with music.
Okay.
Because he is a big country music fan.
We like him already.
Yeah. He's into Eric Church and Dierks Bentley. And, you know, I, on the other hand, am into rap and hip hop.
Which is okay.
Very different genre.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that either.
we're always like, you know, trying to fight over the station in the car, and then when we're home. And so over the last month, we've been pranking each other by hiding the Bluetooth speakers around the house and then, like, blasting our music at each other.
Okay. I like you guys.
It's actually been pretty fun. The other day, he was stuck listening to Cardi B in the shower for, like, 10 minutes because I put her on, and he hates her, and so he was just stuck. He couldn't do anything about it.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, so... And then, but the other day he got me really good. I was working on a paper that's due because I'm working on my master's, and it was 2 a.m. And
okay.
He snuck down the stairs and blasted Florida Georgia Line Cruise in my ear.
Okay.
That would scare the crap out of anybody.
Yeah, it did. It scared the hell out of me. And I just reacted like automatically by swinging my arm, and it popped him in the nose.
Oh,
and
wow.
I mean, I popped him good. It broke.
His nose broke. Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm
that
like
is 100% kid. Something I would do. Because when you scare me, I flail. I understand you.
Exactly. You know, he's so mad at me. I mean, of course, like, he works construction. And he's been lying to the guys that he got hit during pickup ball.
Wow.
He's not going to be like, yeah, my tiny wife broke my nose. So, but he loves you guys, and so I thought you could help me out.
Okay.
Are you sure? So you're going to make it right by outing him to all his friends on the radio?
Well, I just want to say that I'm really sorry, and, you know.
And you're trying to win some tickets, let's be real.
Well, yeah, and you know, but I'll listen to his music, and, you know, I think
okay.
I'm doing that.
Bite the bullet for him for a little while since you jacked him in the face. That makes absolute sense. All right, well, let's see what we can do. We've got Jeremy's number. Lauren wants us to call Jeremy, her husband. We will get him on the phone, and hopefully we can help you make it right, or at least giggle about it for a little while, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you think he's going to be mad, Husker Nick, if he, not because he's been telling his, I got jacked in the Facebook.
He might be mad about getting outed.
Maybe.
I mean, that's 100% possible.
I want to make this better by telling all your friends that you've been lying to them.
That's good. I mean, honestly, I think low-key this is still part of their battle royale, and she's about to out him in front of him, which is awesome, by the way.
That is literally insult to injury.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We will see how Jeremy reacts to our phone call from his wife, Lauren, and us with more Make It Right next.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
You messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday. On Kix 96.9.
All right, it is Make It Right Monday. And then Lauren, not this one, but another one, needs to make it right by her husband, Jeremy. They have a little bit of a music battle with a hiding of Bluetooth speakers all over the house and blasting music at each other.
Because they do not agree on genre. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy got stuck for 10 minutes in the shower listening to Cardi B. Not a big fan.
Nope.
And then he tried to scare his wife, Lauren, while she was working on her master's at 2 in the morning. Snuck down the stairs, blasted a cruise from Florida Georgia Line. It scared the bejesus out of her. She popped him right in the nose and broke his nose.
By the way, if you think about it, the beginning to that song would shock the you-know-what out of you.
Instant.
If you weren't, like, ready for it.
Right.
Like, if it was blasting just in your ear out of nowhere.
But I would probably have the same reaction. When you scare me or tickle me, I flail.
Because it comes like this.
I will injure those around me.
Baby, you a song.
It's like it hits you right there.
He just has it cranked up.
Cranked to 11.
If you did not expect that, you thought you were alone working on your computer?
Yeah. So Lauren would like us to make it right to Jeremy by calling him.
Hello.
Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, man, it's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man.
Good, how are you?
Good. I love your show. Yes.
Yay. Fun. Well, that's good. And I like calling married people because they're usually relatively sure they're not on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, and so they're not instantly mad at us.
That's
so that's
true.
Good. But we do need to talk to you. We have somebody that wants to make it right with you. We understand that you recently had a nose-related incident. And your wife, Lauren, called us because she wants to make it right by you. And she is on the phone. So Lauren, take it away.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
I just want to tell you that I'm really sorry. I mean, of course I didn't mean to break your nose. Like, it's sort of sexy in a hot, like, beat you up by your cute little wife sort of way, right? but I'm sorry, honey, and I'm really, and I'll listen to your country music for the next year. I will.
You promise?
Yeah, as long as I can. I mean, I'll try.
Because we are kind of outing you because you've been telling everybody, what, you broke it playing basketball?
Yeah. Hey, I gotta stay safe, aww, right?
Yeah, no, it's understandable, but yeah, she's adorable. I mean,
she could have saved your face. You didn't. But you're not mad for real. You know it was an accident.
I know. She didn't mean to do that. I just like to mess with her, and you know, I was trying to, you know, give me a little loving on and everything. And I usually
by playing music she hates. You no, may want to reevaluate your methods,
hey,
if that's
pranking is love too.
That's true. That is very true. JP, no, can we help them out?
Yeah, I think we could do something fun.
What do you think we could do?
I know you're a big fan of Cardi B, Jeremy. I think maybe we could get you some Cardi B tickets.
Is that what you want?
No.
I'm kidding. I don't even know where she's performing right now. I have no idea. We actually have Dierks Bentley and John Party coming with us, and we'd love to have you guys come to a country concert.
Yeah. Yeah. I love to.
Lauren, is that all right to go to a country concert?
Yeah, absolutely.
I promise. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully you won't get flailed upon and get your face busted in, but that doesn't usually happen unless you're like in the pit. So we'll make sure you guys are away from the pit.
Yes. Lauren, you're forgiven.
Yay, it's official.
So you're good with the tickets. You're not going to make her listen to country music for a whole year. You're good with just the tickets.
Whoa. She made a promise.
All right. She has to do both.
Yeah, she has to do both.
I think it's both.
Give me my loving whenever I need it.
Exactly.
Well, you know that's already how it is.
Beautiful. True. Oh, you guys are adorable. All right, well, Lauren and Jeremy, we appreciate you guys so much for listening to the show and having fun with us. And we will see you guys at the show, okay?
Awesome.
All right,
Nick, I love you.
Thank you, guys, so much.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Some serious man love for you there.
I appreciate it.
Jeremy. Yeah. And his lovely wife, Lauren, will be joining us at Dierks Bentley and John Party. And she will have to just succumb to a full night of country music.
She's
going to
have fun. Those are two good artists to go see.
Right.
If you're not a fan of country music, those are two good artists to go see.
It'll be worth it. And again, if you need us to help make it right, we can do that for you. Just direct messages on Facebook or Twitter with the title Make It Right, and we'll do right by you, too.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So that she doesn't feel left out, I think we'll have a conversation about dumb ways you injured somebody.
I think a lot of people have this story about how they accidentally injured somebody pretty badly.
We'll get that coming up next. And coming off of Make It Right Monday, it's Lauren trying to make it right by her husband, Jeremy, who she popped in the face and broke his nose during a Bluetooth battle.
Well, he scared her and she flails.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a natural thing to do.
We learned a long time ago in my house, you don't jump out and try to scare me because I'm like a puncher. I punch.
Oh.
And I clocked my brother one time pretty good. So
we wanted to know from you, how did you accidentally injure someone? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. I accidentally broke somebody's nose with my foot.
Did you really?
In college, they were trying to tickle my feet. I told them I'm very, very ticklish, and I jacked them right in the face, broke the nose. Blood everywhere.
I feel like at that point, it's not your fault.
No, it's...
You warned them. I told them. That's the thing I can't control.
The one ticklish spot on my whole body is the bottom of my feet. And I told them no, but they pinned me down and like, hey, let's try to take them. And then like,
man,
right in the face. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. How did you accidentally injure someone? Your story could get you a night out at the Russ's Market Wine and Food Experience coming up on February 22nd. Now it's Randy Houser. 466-9696 to play along. It's Kix. Randy Houser, running out of moonlight. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, your accidental injury. One that actually happened last night during the Patriots game was... Patriots Rams game was Patrick Chung was going in for the tackle on the, I think it was running back or wide receiver.
It was a running back. Yeah, it was a running back, Todd Gurley.
Yeah, and his other teammate came in to help with the tackle, and Patrick's arm got stuck between the two of them and just snapped it.
Yeah, it was in a bad direction. It's some friendly fire there. Kapow.
Your accidental injury. What
Your
do you got?
A few years ago, my son and I were goofing around in the living room. Dog got involved and tripped us, and I landed on him and broke his collarbone.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That's the worst. I bet you felt so bad.
Oh, yeah.
For a while, then.
That is when it's probably better that kids don't realize that they could ask for literally anything. And you'd be like, okay, you want a pony? You want me to, you want our, turn our entire yard into a bounce house? Yeah? Yeah, I can do that.
We can totally do that. Your accidental injury, 466-9696. Or on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Tony on Twitter, when I was a kid practicing t-ball, I swung my bat while accidentally pretending my mom's head was the ball. She wasn't very happy with it.
Oh, no.
So 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter, your accidental injuries. More of that after Scotty McCreary.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
And this segment brought to you by Max Muscle. It's the accidental injury of someone by you.
Mm-hmm.
466-9696. Or you can do it on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. All kinds of different ones coming in. Did you see the couple on Facebook?
No, I was on Twitter.
All right. Well, Jason, when I worked at Budweiser, I was on a truck training, and the driver was with his friends, and the Pepsi driver stopped. Well, it's moving now. Everybody's popping them up. Pepsi driver, we stopped at a place to make a delivery, and he had the Pepsi driver get in one of the bays, and then had me go to open it, and as soon as I opened it, the Pepsi guy jumped out at me and got popped in the nose. It was another situation of, if you try to scare me, like Husker Nick,
you're going to get popped.
Popped in the nose.
That's true.
I had a friend that was tickling his daughter. She was like, she was four, maybe? And she was like diving under the covers, and then he'd pull the cover off and tickle her, and then she'd pull the covers over, and he'd reach under and pull her out, and he reached under and pulled her out and broke her arm.
Oh, God. Yeah.
People don't realize little kids like when you wave them around.
He felt so bad. Man. Like, he could have done that 100 more times, and she would have been absolutely fine. She could have asked for a pony, and he absolutely probably would have just
My in-law actually brought it to my attention, because she works at Lincoln Orthopedic, and she goes, actually, the amount of kids that come in from adults grabbing them by the arms and swinging them or pulling them, and it, like, snaps their arms, you don't realize how actually common, like, that's crazy.
Well, Connor's going all the way back to second grade. Good morning.
Yes. I think I was in second grade, and me and a buddy of mine were playing tag on the monkey bars, and he was swinging. And so I jumped and went up with my feet and kicked him, and it broke his collarbone on both sides, and then he fell and broke his tailbone.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't know what to grab, his shoulders or his butt.
Oh, my God. Collarbone and tailbone. Oh. That's a lot of pain.
When I was in high school and I worked at the YMCA, we used to play racquetball after it would close. And I was closing up with my manager, and there were three of us playing racquetball. And he ran up just as I swung, and I just clocked him like sideways racket right across the forehead.
Oh, God, that hurts.
And dropped him. Nobody liked him, so I was a little bit of a hero.
Your accidental injury. Good morning.
Yeah, so when my ex-boyfriend's mom came up for the first time to meet me, we took her out to learn how to trap shoot.
Okay.
And I was trying to use one of those hand throwers to throw the disc.
Okay.
And I went to snap it, and the disc just, like, went straight over and smacked my boyfriend in the face. He gave a black eye for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh. In front of his mom.
Those things are so hard.
Sean on Facebook says, I was at a church event playing two-hand touch football that quickly turned into tackle. I got the ball, started running, and had about three guys on me that couldn't get me down, so a fourth one went for my legs. I fell, and I landed on him and dislocated his arm. Mm-hmm. Police, fire, and rescue show up, ask what happened, and the other kid says, that fat kid fell on him!
Oh, Sean. Oh, your accidental injuries. Good morning.
Yes, a couple, probably like 5 or 6 years ago, I was playing Polish horseshoes with my husband, and I re-broke his nose.
You re-broke it?
Yeah, he had broke it before, like years ago. But I threw the frisbee, and the wind changed, and it hit him in the nose and re-broke it.
That's his fault. He's got to catch that thing. That ain't your fault.
Right, exactly.
He needs to have a better job at catching the frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
We get one more, and you can continue to share on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. So I'm in a short arm cast right now.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I'm a teacher, and me and another teacher were in the hallway, and I kind of just lifted my foot up and kind of slightly kicked her in the butt, just to tease her, and she hip-checked me, and I went down.
I cracked my wrist.
Yeah, right at school. Right after school, I said, it's not the students, it's the teachers, I tell you.
Anything can happen.
Yep.
When you're screwing around. All right, your accidental injury could get you.
Out of context contest, are you writing that down?
Mm-hmm.
You're
I got it. That was good.
Thank you.
There's been two in this segment.
All right.
Wonderful. I got one in each of you.
Beautiful. Well, if you'd like to have a night out at Russ's Wine and Food Experience coming up on February 22nd, put up your accidental injuries on Facebook or Twitter, and you could be a part of that, too.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Valentine's Day just around the corner. You could send something to a loved one, or you can embarrass the heck out of them. We'll explain coming up.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
10 days away from the Hallmark holiday that is Valentine's Day.
Yeah!
And doing something special for your significant other. Or maybe you're more into embarrassing the crap out of them.
Hey, I don't know that this is embarrassing for everyone. This is just awesome.
Just funny and fun?
Yes.
It looks awesome.
Well, we have teamed up with Hertz Donut, and we are going to be going out and giving you some sweets from a scantily clad Cupid. You can see the video and get it on our Facebook page at KX.
It's a grown man in a diaper.
He's got a very nice beard.
And wings.
Tidy whities that,
Most importantly, is going to bring you a ton of Hertz Donuts.
So right. What are we doing? We're going out with him, right?
We are going to be going out
nice.
With him to give J.P. Lord and Husker Nick a sweet surprise.
I like it.
On February 13th, we'll be going out with the Hertz Donut Cupid, which is way better than their clown that they bring around.
I should
apologize ahead of time, too, because we're getting out of the building a little later than probably donuts typically would because of my stupid sports show.
But Hertz Donuts, they're like they're a snack.
You eat them all day.
It's all day long.
Right.
I understand that. I just feel bad. Like, it'd have been fun to get out at like 9.
Well, no, we're taking them for lunch.
Nice.
Well, basically, there you go. Your Hertz lunch donuts. Donut lunch from us. So, if you would like to surprise someone with a dozen of these Hertz Donut donuts,
we will go to them at work or wherever.
And we're bringing concert tickets, too.
Even better. And again, this doesn't have to be a significant other. It sure could be, but it doesn't have to be.
Coworker, the example video looks like might be one of their bosses that they sent it to. And he is just doing everything he can to keep working and not look at the gentleman in the tidy whities dancing around with him with one of those Olympic ribbons.
Yeah.
And he's throwing up hearts in the air
dancing.
As well. So,
but yeah, you can nominate your best friend or your mom or whatever you want to do.
So if you'd like to be a part of our sweet surprise, just go on our website at kzkx.com. I'm getting it updated here on our Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969.
In fact, who are the concert tickets to?
I believe, I'm going to double check. I think it's just a hodgepodge, like Dierks Bentley, Carrie Underwood's Country Stampede.
Awesome.
Like it could be any of those.
That's a bonus.
Wow.
So any of those could be coming to you with our
sweets. So you'll get donuts and then probably end up partying with us at our pre-parties for all those shows, too.
That's a very good possibility. Woo! That's what's going to be happening.
How much J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick can you handle? That's the question.
Watch out.
My goodness.
So if you'd like to be a part of that, it's on our website now at kzkx.com. Just looking for Sweet Surprise. Click it and nominate someone to get a sweet surprise from us on the 13th.